Women are the main targets of Islamophobic abuse, and Australia's Muslim population is significantly outnumbered by people who describe themselves as anti-Islam. Inas Janif arrived in Australia as an infant and says abuse based on her religion has been a constant.
I remember since I was a child how much Islamophobia came our way, death threats, complaints, to the extent when I first applied for my first job and I was told I could have it if I stopped wearing hijab.
Now a school teacher in Melbourne's culturally diverse outer eastern suburbs, Ms. Janif says she's also aware of many cases of Muslims subjected to physical abuse.
I have friends who've had their hijabs torn off in public, in shopping centres and in public spaces. I've had friends who've been driven off the road.
Dr. Daya Inair has spent the past 2 years studying Islamophobia in Australia. Her report found terror-related insults directed at Muslims account for 11% of reported incidents. But overwhelmingly, women were targeted, mainly with verbal abuse.
Sexist, misogynist, dishonouring women, or commenting or degrading their religious appearance.
The report has also found 80% of victims were wearing head covering at the time of the incident, 30% had a child present, and 98% of the perpetrators were described as being Anglo-Celtic in appearance. Dr. Inair says many of the incidents, which were mostly reported online between 2014 and 2015, occurred in busy public places. And she says four times as many people identified themselves as anti-Islam than there are Muslims in Australia.
Every single Muslim individual needs to deal with, cope with four hardcore Islamophobes. And this is not fair to Muslims.
Advisor Dr. Fethi Manzouri from Deakin University's Institute for Citizenship and Globalization says while the figures are the tip of the iceberg, the data could still prove valuable.
There are Islamophobia reports in Europe, there are Islamophobia reports in Northern America, and I think for Australia to have an empirical basis upon which to tackle some of these race relations issues is actually quite important.
Victoria's Multicultural Commissioner Helen Kapalos says it's crucial the data is used by decision makers to intervene and create social change.
It confirms to me what we see and what we hear in our communities every day, but it also then gives us a platform to create a series of strategies.